From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Trump promised new support for the Iranian people Wednesday, even as Iran state media reported that tens of thousands of pro-government demonstrators staged rallies across the country after days of anti-government protests. On Twitter, the president wrote, "Such respect for the people of Iran as they try to take back their corrupt government. You will see support from the United States at the appropriate time." Somali government officials say al-Shabaab militants have executed five men accused of spying for the Somali government and for Kenyan and Ethiopian forces. VOA Somali Service reporter Mohammed Olad Hassan reports.
The five men were publicly executed by a firing squad in the town of Kuntuare in Lower Shabelle region. Aden Omar, a district commissioner of nearby Barawa, said the men, innocent civilians, were buried in an open ground in Kuntuare town late Tuesday, and a firing squad carried out the execution.
Radio Andalus, which is al-Shabaab's official mouthpiece, broadcast the voice of an al-Shabaab judge announcing the sentence against the men. The VOA Somali reported that some 500 residents watched the execution, the first carried out by al-Shabaab in the new year. Police in Peru say the death toll from an accident involving a passenger bus that went over a steep cliff near the capital Lima has now climbed to 48. Police say the bus carrying 50 passengers was hit by a trailer truck on Tuesday and skidded off the road and over a cliff down to the edge of the Pacific Ocean. The accident happened at a dangerous turn in the road known as the Devil's Curve. This is VOA News. China's ban on the domestic ivory trade has taken effect now after being announced at the end of 2016. Some African conservationists are calling it the best news for elephants in years, but there is concern that the market will shift to nearby countries. From Nairobi, VOA's Jill Craig reports.
The legal sale of ivory will no longer be able to occur in mainland China, a move heralded by conservationists, who say that the legal trade has been providing cover for its illegal counterpart, perpetuating the belief that it is okay to buy and own ivory. Max Graham, CEO of the elephant conservation group Space for Giants, welcomes the news.
I think the fact that we've seen China take this stand means that there's a new conservation superpower in the world that is taking its responsibility seriously. And, you know, we're hugely enthusiastic about this because obviously, it's ivory. The ivory trade is a huge challenge, but the illegal wildlife trade more generally has many challenges in Asia, particularly China, where traditional uses of wildlife parts have been fueling the massive loss of species, of rare species around the world. So to see China take this stand is very encouraging. It's the best Christmas present that the conservation community could actually have.
Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
A suicide bomber attacked a mosque in Nigeria's northern Borno state Wednesday, killing at least 10 people. Witnesses say the attacker entered the mosque in the town of Gamburu shortly before dawn prayers and detonated his explosives, reducing the building to rubble. No one has claimed responsibility for the bombing, but it does bear the hallmark of Boko Haram. Five Kenyan police officers are dead after their vehicle was attacked by members of the al-Shabaab Islamic Militant Group on Wednesday. Officials say three police reservists and two senior officers were killed as they were traveling in the northern county of Mandera near the shared border with Somalia. And the Afghan spy agency says it has arrested 13 suspected Islamic State militants in a raid in Kabul. The National Directorate of Security said in a statement Wednesday, foreigners are also among the detainees. The IS network was behind recent suicide bombings in the Afghan capital. Last week, an IS suicide bomber attacked a Shiite Muslim cultural center in Kabul, killing more than 40 people and wounding about 90 others. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.